Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Week 3 of the NFL kicks off tonight. Bills hosting the Dolphins. Ravens, week 3 opponent. Lions, Monday Night Football at the Bank. And joining us now to talk Ravens and preview week 3 is Brian Baldinger. And Baldy is the host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Baldy, we've seen two games from this Ravens team. Defensively, it was horrible week one. It was really good week two against a Joe Flacco that very much looked like a 40-year-old quarterback. When it's all said and done, what game do you think will be more telling of what to expect for with this defense?
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
That's quite a response.
I guess. He didn't want any part of it, I guess.
Bone, that was such an intimidating question that you scared Baldy and his deformed finger.
Deformed. Yeah, right. But with Thursday night tonight, Jason, and you, of course, do want to bet with Beltway Ben Hall every single day. It's a big point spread. Was it 12, 11 and a half points? Are you even touching that at all tonight? Do you have any plays tonight?
No, I've got, if you watch the show, we've got parlays tied to the Bills winning the first half. We've got parlays tied to the Bills winning the game by at least 7. I've played it mostly through Josh Allen. I just think they go as he goes, and his arm, not so much his legs, but his arm at home against this opponent has really led the way, and I think this is the worst iteration of Miami's defense in a while. So I think he's going to find joy throwing the ball from the pocket. I think it'll be spread around all over the place, so it makes it a little difficult to figure out things from that regard. But, playing him, 200 to 225 passing yards, not going crazy. I do think he throws a couple touchdown passes.
We do have Baldy back, and Baldy, back to the Ravens defense. What can you really glean from their performance against the Browns? Because Joe Flacco did not look all that good.
Well, I mean, they don't catch the ball too good either. So they drop a lot of passes like they did to Cincinnati, and that's the reason why they lost. But, Cedric Tillman doesn't separate from anybody. I thought, Roquan came after those rookie running backs, and they didn't really hold up in, pass protection. They might like those guys, but Roquan tested them pretty good. And so, Joe was running. And if Joe's moving and running, it generally isn't going to be very good. I thought defensively, physically, whether it was Matabike, whether it was Roquan, Kyle, I mean, those guys played really, really well and really limited Cleveland and their opportunities, all the way to the end. I mean, the touchdown in garbage time by Dylan Gabriel was fine. But, I mean, for the most part, they just really controlled the game. And then they made the two big defensive plays, one for a touchdown, one that set up a touchdown. And so, the defense basically outscored Cleveland's offense.
Lions, again, small sample size for everybody, but kind of a tale of two games, getting kind of, I felt like, beat down in the trenches by the Packers, and then absolutely eviscerating Chicago any way they wanted and pouring it on deep into the fourth quarter, which felt a little, seemed a little personal to me. I get it, with the whole Ben Johnson thing. What's the reality for them? Somewhere in between, can they get Sonic and Knuckles going against the defense as good as this? Do they want to try this secondary out with Goff in the pocket?
Yeah, I think they do. I mean, they've got explosive players, and you saw it from both Gibbs and Jameson Williams last week. But Goff also had time. And you forgive Goff time, he's going to carve you up.
Yeah.
And that's what he did in Chicago. And Chicago really couldn't mount any kind of a, you know, pass rush. And they couldn't pressure him. And so it was just a long day. Now, against Green Bay, like you said, Jason, it was completely different. But, you know, they shut down the run that day. They limited the explosive plays. You know, and so it was the tale of two games. But so, you know, this week, you know, Detroit, like, you really got to make them pay in the middle. I mean, they've got some new guys inside a guard, and Glasgow slides from guard to center, and they weren't very good up front against Green Bay. So they have all of the blitz schemes. They have all the talent in the world to really collapse the interior of that Detroit offensive line. And I would think that would, when they do pressure and they do, whether it's twist stunts, Jason, or whether it's blitzes like with Roquan, I would think they would come right up the middle at them.
We're speaking to Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Our insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Baldy, earlier in the show, we were talking about Lamar Jackson and his dominance against NFC opponents. Lamar is 24-2 as a starting quarterback against NFC teams, but the rushing yards by the Ravens in those games, they average 189.5 rushing yards per game, 5.77 yards per carry. Jason had the passing numbers for Lamar. They're off the charts. What makes him so effective and so hard to defend for these NFC teams?
Well, I don't know what the record is against AFC teams. I know the Eagles beat him last year in Baltimore. But, you know, he's still an ascending player. Like, if Cleveland wants to sell out to stop Derrick Henry in the run game like they did last week, and they were very, very good at it, all right, some guys that we don't necessarily hear from very much in that offense are going to beat you, you know, including, you know, what, you know, DeAndre Hopkins did. I mean, he put the ball right on a tee. And so you want to take the running game away, Lamar will go out there and throw four touchdown passes against you. I just think they're difficult to defend because they have so much to defend. And, you know, it obviously starts with the run game. And that was a good game plan by Schwartzy on Sunday. You know, I mean, they kept that game close. If the offense in Cleveland could have, you know, mustered some, you know, it could have been a much better game than, you know, the final score. But, you know, this is what teams are faced with, whether it's AFC or NFC right now. It's, okay, what do you want to try to take away? I mean, I would do what Schwartzy did. I would try to take Derrick Henry and Lamar in the run game away as much as I could. You know, you saw him move Myles Garrett all over the defensive line. You saw him play with a 5-man defensive line, a 6-man defensive line. Like, you know, okay, well, that man-to-man coverage can only hold up so long. And, you know, Lamar made them pay for it. So I just think they're very difficult to defend. I think Todd Monken is a great play caller, a great developer of players. And, you know, I think the tight end position is a little, you know, wonky right now, but the receiver position is still pretty good.
Is this going to be a bloodbath tonight, Baldy, in Buffalo?
Yeah. I mean, look, New England went down to South Florida in that heat down there, and they, you know, like if there is a strength to this Miami team, it is the defensive line. They've got, you know, a lot of number one picks, a lot of high salary players. They've added some resources there. They just paid Zach Sealer, and really Drake May had his way with whatever he wanted to do. And their rookie left tackle, rookie guard, you know, rookie running back, it didn't seem to make much difference down there.
Yeah.
You know, they played better on offense. Tua didn't look as flummoxed as he did the week before against Indianapolis. But, you know, they still, you know, they had a chance, Jason. I don't know how much of you watched, but you get the ball with, but I mean, we watched Baker go down the field 2 weeks in a row and put the ball in the end zone. You know, when they had to go win the game, and Tua had the ball at his own 40 with 1:50 to go win the game. And they, you know, they just make one mistake after another, and they couldn't put a drive together.
Baldy, the Steelers have the highest paid defense in all of football, and they are not performing like it at all. Is this correctable for Pittsburgh?
Good question. Because it, the guys that we usually hear about, whether it's Cam Hayward or CJ or Highsmith or, some of these guys, like, they haven't really showed up. And, if they were on the call with us right now, I wouldn't have any fear about saying it, because I think they have to look in the mirror and say, okay, they have not made plays, and then they've gotten pushed around up front. The Jets were just god awful against Buffalo, but that same group pushed the Steelers all over the place and ran for 182 yards. So, the thing that was kind of disturbing to me, though, was I went back and watched the opening touchdown of the season for the Jets. They ran a deep cross, and they hit Garrett Wilson for a touchdown. They had the tight ends were in a wing formation. They had cut splits. Seattle ran the same play. They saw it. They put the same play in, and they scored the same touchdown to Torrey Horton, the rookie. They ran the exact same play. They made the exact same mistake in the secondary. And so you just wonder, how much of this stuff is getting pointed out, where they could make the same mistake with a lot of veterans back there, Jalen Ramsey and, the guys that are back, they're all veteran players. Not like rookies are making mistakes. These are guys who've been around the league for a long time.
Baldy, what are reasonable expectations for the Cincinnati Bengals the next 3 months without Joe Burrow?
Well, they should have lost the game on Sunday. Jacksonville could catch it. Brian Thomas, that was terrible what happened to those wide receivers. But regardless, they're 2-0. The defense is better. There's no question. It is better than it has been. It's not a sieve.
Yeah.
Although Jacksonville had, they had a lot of success. But Jake Browning did enough. Jamar Chase could catch passes for me and you, Jason. the guy's just something. He's just out of this world. So, you still got Jamar, you got T, and this Chase Brown's a good player. I don't think they protect very well up front. It's an issue for Jones, and it's going to be an issue for Jake Browning. But they can, this is a huge week for them right now. If they can find a way to, beat Minnesota, who's, got Carson Wentz at quarterback, and they could get to 3-0. They haven't been 3-0 in I don't know how long. So this is critical this week. Minnesota is still a good team. I don't know what Carson Wentz is going to do. Nobody does. But, he's going to get, he's going to get the ball and see what he can do. So it's salvageable, because I think Jake has played pretty good 2 years ago when he had to come in and play. And so it might be enough to, float him into December if somehow Joe can come back from this thing.
He's all to see NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Baldy, thanks as always. We'll talk next week.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Look forward to it.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Brittany Giroli of The Athletic, her, Ken Rosenthal, they broke the story. Mike Elias, he was promoted to president of baseball operations last winter. Why has there not been any press release or any confirmation from the club? We will get Britt's thoughts at 3:30. But coming up next, we're going to hear from Dan Campbell. And yesterday, we were looking back at that game against the Lions in 2023 when the Ravens beat the brakes off them when they came to Baltimore. Dan Campbell was asked what he remembered from that matchup. We'll play that sound next on the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fan.
Yeah, I mean, look, yeah, we had a lot of guys that went out there. I mean, you don't forget those because it was, I mean, we didn't even, we didn't give ourselves a chance. I mean, that game was, and by the end of the first quarter, it was, you know, we were in a bad way. So, you know, I think just the environment, the opponent, most of our guys have seen them up close, real time. So, you know, if you didn't have an idea, you got a really good idea now what you're going into, which is always good. The experience is good of that. So we know it's going to be a challenge, but I'm telling you, we're looking forward to it. I mean, these are fun, man. These are as good as it gets.
That was Dan Campbell meeting with the media, being asked about a 38-6 beatdown the last time the Ravens played the Lions, October 22nd, 2023. And Jason, you said it best, leading up to that game, Lions were getting a ton of love. Ravens played pissed off, yep. And they just absolutely beat the brakes off them. First four offensive drives for the Ravens, touchdowns. The Lions didn't get their first down of the game until halfway through the second quarter.
Yeah. I don't think the Ravens are going to be able to duplicate that. I mean, it's hard to play a half of football that where everybody's being paid professionally and average almost 10 yards per play and to have 18 first downs and, what, basically almost 30 points in the first half. It was an absolute tour de force. Like, as we were just talking about with Baldy, it's been an interesting little very early road to hoe here for the Lions. Like, they played two division games. They played a team that I think Green Bay is the best team in their conference. They played a team in Chicago that I think is the most overhyped team in their conference. And they really struggled to do anything against one. And I really feel like if LaFleur wanted to put the pedal to the metal in week one against them and send more of a signal, he could have with Green Bay, but that's not really his style. He tends to back off a little bit. And so that didn't look as bad as it could have. And then you had the Lions. It looked personal to me. I mean, I think the whole Ben Johnson thing and all that, like, I think they sent a message to Ben Johnson about what an NFL ass whooping looks like. So now they come and face one of the best teams in the AFC, and they're a dome team that's got to go on the road in prime time. It's going to be it's going to be a challenge.
To that point, Lions were up 45-21 and went for it on fourth and goal at the 4 and got it. That was their last touchdown of the game to make it 52-21. And now they're taking on this Ravens team and offense in particular. Pick your poison. There's so many guys on this offense that can beat opposing defenses, and Dan Campbell weighed in on that.
Yeah, I mean that's part of the issue that you're going to deal with, you know, because you can. Okay, you sell out there,
then the guys still can make these throws. There's a lot of space behind there. You know, if you're going to sell up for the run, man, there's a ton of space for these receivers, you know. And then your cornerbacks get hung out to dry. But yet that's part of the deal, too. They know that if you're going to do that, they got to lock them down and try to make it a difficult throw, play sticky coverage. There's just so many different things, and obviously Lamar is the catalyst. He's the guy who makes it go. He can do so many things. But listen, man, it's one play at a time, and it really is do your job. And we got to have population of the football, whether it's run or pass. Population.
Population to the football. That sounds like a Tomlinism.
It does sound
right
like
there.
Mike Tomlin.
It really does. But we just heard Baldy and Jim Schwartz. It was a good defensive scheme, and they were able to shut down the Ravens' rushing attack like no other team has shut down that rushing attack with Lamar Jackson as starting quarterback, and they still gave up 41 points. And it's just so hard to keep this Ravens offense down for four quarters. You mentioned first half was ugly. They scored 10 points, and that touchdown was off the block punt. But it's so hard to keep them down for 60 minutes.
Yeah, it's they're a unique challenge, man. They are. Look, I think the teams that can suffocate them are just the teams that can out-physical them. And that was the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, I don't know that it was really anybody else last year, but it was the Philadelphia Eagles. And that would have been a bad rematch, I think, for them had they reached a point to face them. They might have got a handful of the same thing that the Chiefs got. Like, but this really ain't that. And the way that D-line was constructed in the second half of last year, the Eagles themselves aren't even that right now. But like, a group like that could come in, play them pretty straight up, and shut them down. I don't know that that version of a defense exists in the NFL anywhere right now. It may emerge. It may coalesce. That may be the case down the line. I haven't seen it through 2 weeks. The closest thing to that, albeit it's not really with the two gappers and the way the Eagles do it, but the closest thing to that might be the Packers.
Coming up at 3:45, we're going to take your calls. If you want to jump to the front of the line, now is your chance. 410-583-1057. Is Mark Andrews slowing down? Is he done, or are you expecting him to turn it on like he did last year after a slow start to the year? Expectations for Isaiah Likely. What do you think of this matchup against the Lions? And Orioles-wise, how desirable is this GM and manager job? 410-583-1057. We'll take your calls at 3:45, but we're going to ask Britt Ciroli that exact question on the other side. And also, why did the Orioles not announce this promotion? Why have they still not announced this promotion? Britt Ciroli of The Athletic will tell us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's next on The Fan. Jason, we have talked ad nauseum throughout this Orioles season about what a dreadful offseason that Mike Elias had for this club, and that's in large part why this team has been eliminated from the playoffs with about 10 games to go or so. And lo and behold, we find out last week that Mike Elias has been promoted to president of baseball operations, and it didn't just happen last week.
Mm-mm.
It happened during the winter. And Ken Rosenthal and Britt Giroli, they were reporting on this story for The Athletic, and Britt Giroli joins us right now. And Britt, why do you think the Orioles didn't announce the promotion of Mike Elias and still haven't even put out a press release or anything to make it official?
Yeah, I'm not sure, guys. I mean, I think there's two schools of thought, right, Dave? You want to be a cynic, you would say that, you know, they are a very secretive organization by nature, and this is just like another step in that. But, you know, I also talked to some people in that front office that truly believed this wasn't that big of a deal, that Mike Elias was already running baseball operations. He was already their highest ranking executive. Him being promoted to president is obviously a different title, but he's still going to remain the primary decision maker. So what's interesting about this, guys, is the only reason it leaked out, the only reason Ken and I got it, is because they started asking around about GMs. You know, they started kind of getting permission on this GM search. And, you know, when I first got wind of it, my thought was like, oh my, did they fire Elias? You know, like, what is going on? And then you dig into this and you realize that no, in spring training, they very quietly promoted him to president. And honestly, guys, what flummoxes me about the move, about not announcing the move, I guess, was that Mike Elias could have saved himself a lot of criticism online about, you know, his job security and stuff.
Yeah.
Had they just announced this. But I digress. I mean, I guess that this is how they chose to handle it. I don't think it's the most straightforward way to do it, but also I'm not surprised.
Well, some of the early reporting seems to indicate that people are pulling out and saying, I'm not interested. Do you think that some of that could have to do with them not wanting to be a part of what, again, a cynic or just me would say could look like a puppet regime? Like, if it goes well, Mike Elias hired you, and Mike Elias has been here 7 years, and all of his people are still in the building, so they're going to take the credit. And if it doesn't go well, then it might be the fault of the new guy or the new gal who has that title. But as we know, answers to the person who used to do the job.
No, I don't think that, because I think at the end of the day, these are hard jobs to get, these GM jobs. There's only 30 of them in baseball, pretty much. And, you know, if you're an assistant GM and you're coming to a place that really should be winning, and they have signaled that they want to compete next year. So, you know, oftentimes when you're looking at GM jobs, these are bad teams and bad clubs and ones that are in for rebuilds and stuff. So I actually think this is a good job if you're looking to be a GM and to move up in baseball. And I think certainly if you were to get there and the Orioles don't do well, anyone who's informed and who has been around and has been watching things isn't going to be like, oh, it's this new guy's fault. No, I think we'd all look at kind of maybe the deeper problems if they aren't good next year and if this continues to go in a downward trend. So, no, I think that they're going to get interest. I'm curious what type they hire, though, because they are so analytically driven already. So, you know, would they get a quote unquote more baseball person, someone with more of a, you know, boots on the ground background, or would they add another analyst? Because, you know, Mike Elias has been very frank in saying we need to reevaluate our processes. We need to reevaluate everything. You saw they brought in Danny Haas from the Nationals organization. They're going to beef up that front office. I'm curious how much diversity of thought they are going to get. So, you know, I am going to hold out any opinion until they actually hire someone. I am very curious to see what they do with this hire.
Based on what you, scuttlebutt you're hearing, and as you were sort of probing around on, you know, not thinking this is what you were going to find, but reporting out what you were hearing about other, you know, requests for interviews, do you have any hunch as to how Manziolino may figure into this? And is there any part of you that thinks they may try to run it back with him?
Oh, for the manager role? I don't know. I don't know how much they're doing in terms of, I don't know if they've even started that process yet, to be honest with you. The season's still going on. They want a GM. You know, they could certainly, I think, include Tony in the mix. I think he's done a good job, and you look at the record under him, and that indicates that, you know, they've played better. That also indicates a lot of other things on the injury front, and they were playing so horribly that you knew they weren't going to play that bad for the rest of the season. It's just a numbers game. But I think he will be considered. I think it's interesting because clubs often hire the inverse of who they just had. Mm-hmm. Brendan Hyde was a first-time manager, a guy who didn't have a whole lot of experience. Do they go that way again, or do they say, look, we messed up. We don't have enough veteran players. We certainly don't have enough veteran coaches on our coaching staff. We need somebody with experience. And if that's the case, how is that person with experience going to mesh with the front office? So I'm really fascinated by what they're going to do here, guys. Like, are they going to hire another inexperienced guy? Because there are pros and cons to that. I think you probably want someone that has been there and done that. Honestly, I think the perfect guy is like a Skip Schumacher. I just don't know if you're going to get him because he seems to be waiting in the wings in Texas to take over for Bruce Bochy, you know, but you want someone like that. You want someone who has played, who still believes in the analytics and the numbers, but is going to have a little bit of a presence for a team that really lacks that presence, really lacks a whole lot of veterans and a whole lot of experience. And I think that's often to their detriment.
We're speaking to Britt Giroli, who covers MLB for The Athletic. It's Inside Access on The Fan. And Britt, you brought up earlier in the interview with Mike Elias, if this would have came out, that definitely would quiet some of the job security part of all of this. But prior to this coming out, everybody was saying, Mike's going to be on the hot seat for 2026. This is one of the most pivotal off seasons that the Orioles have had in years. And now he's been promoted to president of baseball operations. And you brought up the point, okay, if things go sideways next year, no one's going to blame the GM, which I'm completely with you. But with all that being said, if things did go sideways for the Orioles and they don't make the playoffs again, like, is Mike Elias under any pressure by ownership? Could his job be in jeopardy at all?
That's a great question. And had I not reported and known that he was going to be promoted to president spring training, I would have said yes. I mean, it has to be. But now, this new wrinkle, you're like, okay, let's say he got promoted to president. I'm sure he got multiple years included in that, right? So, you know, I do think this is a pivotal year. I do think this ownership, you know, wants to turn things around quickly. The fan base is angry. I get it. They sat through a long rebuild. They still don't have a playoff win to show for that. But, you know, if they are a team that misses the playoffs again, does ownership say, hey, we're going to eat multiple years of Mike Elias' contract? That is a tough thing to do, right? And I don't think anyone thinks that he got promoted to president and got 1 year or 2 years. He probably got at least three. That's just my guess. I don't know that for a fact. That's pure speculating. But I think when you look at it, his seat is a little less hot for next season now, knowing what we know. I think he has to win. I think he knows he has to win. I think you're going to see them be a little more aggressive on the free agent market. And certainly we all know the pitching needs to get better. They need to go out. They need to totally improve that pitching staff. That combined with what you hope is a little bit, you know, of an upward progression for some of their young hitters, and they're a good team. But if they're not a good team, I don't know what happens. I really don't. I don't know what you can do because you committed to this path. So you have to see it through, which is why I never really thought they were going to change direction with Mike at the top, even before we knew about this promotion. I think you have to see this through with this current group of players because the window is going to close soon. They're going to be leaving for free agency. They're going to be expensive. You're going to get to the point where you're going to want to trade them so you don't get nothing for them. So it's a really like a long winded way of me saying, like, I don't know. I don't see a scenario where they pay him for multiple years.
Yep.
I don't. But again, we haven't been in this position with this new ownership group, and they did not hesitate to make a move very quickly on Brandon Hyde. So maybe they would, but certainly industry standard is usually you will eat a year. You probably won't eat more than that.
She's Britt Giroli, does great work for The Athletic. Britt, thanks so much for taking
Safe
the time.
Travels.
We appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Thanks.
You got it. Coming up at the top of the hour, she's an IA Hall of Famer. She is Lucy Burge. What do you think the Burge thinks of Tom Brady being in the coach's booth? despite being a part of Fox's broadcast team?
I think
take up for Tom. Probably. We'll find out at 4, but coming up next, we're going to take your calls. 410-583-1057. We just heard from Britt Ciroli. She didn't really shoot down the possibility of Tony Mansellino being the next full manager for the O's. What would you think of that? 410-583-1057. What are your concerns Ravens-wise with Mark Andrews, your expectations for Isaiah Likely? What are your early thoughts? Monday Night Football, Ravens, Lions, 410-583-1057. We're going to take your calls next on The Fan. We just heard from Britt Ciroli of The Athletic. Her and Kenny Rosenthal broke the story last week. Mike Elias, he has been promoted to president of baseball operations, and he has held that title for months now. But we're just finding out about it as the regular season is about to be over. But now we want to hear from you. 410-583-1057. Let's go out to the phones. Ryan is in Baltimore. Ryan, you're on The Fan.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey there.
I got two quick points, one about Mike Elias and one about the Tony Mansellino manager.
Sure.
I think the reason that they held on to not telling anybody is because they didn't think that they did a good job in the offseason in signing new guys. So why would they publicly promote their guy, their GM, or now president of baseball operations, when on paper it shows that they didn't do much in free agent signings or even promoting their new guys to long-term extensions? And then the Tony Mansellino. I think that if they make him the guy, I'm not going to be too upset about that. But I'll tell you what it doesn't do. It doesn't give me confidence in this team. It keeps me absolutely neutral because at the same point, it's the guys on the field that are going to help us win, not the manager. And Mike Elias needs to find somebody to help this team out that's healthy, available, and able to help this team win from a pitching and an offensive side.
Thanks,
don't,
Ryan.
Don't hang up.
No, he's here. He's here.
So
I'm here.
So Britt just said she believes from her reporting this happened in spring training. So this is way before they knew they were going to be firing their manager in May. So you think the ownership didn't want to announce it in case it ended up looking like a crappy offseason? Or do you think that Mike Elias didn't want this out because he doesn't want anybody to know anything about him?
I think a little bit of both, but okay. I think it might have come from Elias saying, yeah, I don't think I deserve this. Well, obviously he's going to think he deserves it.
Yeah,
but
he didn't say that.
Looking at the at the reaction from fans saying, "Holy crap, we didn't sign anybody," and he's saying, "Well, they're going to hate it if I got promoted, yeah. But I still want to get promoted."
Thanks for the call, Ryan. Look, if anyone anyone is going up to anyone, anyone's boss going up to you and say, "Hey, man, we're going to promote you and give you more money," I'm not going to be like, "Oh, no, dude. I got to do more for you." No.
You really think this O'Neal thing is going to work? Don't you want to watch? You think Sanchez is going to play more than 12 games?
Let's see this play
out. You don't want to check this out first? No, I think this was Elias using the regime change to his favor. I think this was Elias who deals in secrecy, not wanting it out. And I think this is a billionaire who's willing to go along with Elias's whims. The last few times we've heard him speak about his baseball team, he's been gushing about this guy. And now we find out he gave him more money and more power and more years.
410-583-1057. Greg is in Columbia. Greg, you're on The Fan.
Yes, sir. First of all, if I was a GM, I want to speak from a perspective of a prospective GM. I would take the Orioles job because the Baltimore Orioles community is a community that's hungry for a championship. We have glory in our history with, with the glory days we had between the 60s and the 80s. Then we have Cal Ripken. We're a town that's hungry for a win. And if I was a GM, I'd love to be a part of that. And then I also want to mention from the perspective of an experienced GM and an inexperienced GM. An experienced GM might also be interested because he might have some ways that he had tried at the previous places that didn't work that he knows can work, but they haven't worked, and maybe they can work in Baltimore. This one, an inexperienced GM, he could be a part of a growth for the Orioles and just grow and just have a long glory period from his young time with the Orioles and then become an experienced GM and just have a time of glory. That's my perspective.
Hey, thanks, Greg. I'd love to see that be the case.
And sure, like Britt said, it's one of 30 jobs in the world, and I don't think anyone's going to
not come to Baltimore. I don't know about the fan base.
It's not a true GM job because you're not the head of baseball operations.
That's what I'm
saying. So for some people, it's going to be a lateral move. We had Jim Duquette on. He described it as a glorified assistant GM.
Yes.
So by setting it up this way, you are, in my estimation, we'll see how this plays out, cutting off a lot of the best candidates because it's not really a GM job. To me, you're signaling to the workplace, we're looking for another worker bee, but you ain't going to be the main thing. And oh, by the way, good luck winning any arguments around here because we know who Evie's voting with and we know who Sig's voting with. That's their boss, who's also your boss.
Let's go back out to the phones. Ravens set to host the Lions Monday Night Football, 410-583-1057. Sam is in Rosedale. Sam, you're on the fan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Great show.
Thank you.
Anyway, I have a couple quick points. Neither Billick nor Harbaugh got the Ravens their Super Bowl. I have a hard time believing Harbaugh is going to win a Super Bowl, win another Super Bowl as a Ravens coach. What about Ray Lewis as the Ravens coach?
Oh, boy. No, no, sir.
No, it's going to happen.
Okay. That would really be something.
Yeah. 410.
I don't think that would ever be a consideration for a split second, to be honest with you.
410-583-1057. Barry is in Baltimore. Barry, you're on the fan.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Hey.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here, buddy. Yep.
I just want to talk about the Orioles.
Sure.
About that. And a little bit of history to put this year in context.
Okay.
Because of all the criticism that's going on with the front office and all that. I'm a fan, longtime fan. 1966, the Orioles came out from nowhere. Just like they did 2 years ago. 1967, they took a step back, but still played pretty well, just like they did last year. 1968, they laid an egg, just like they did this year. I think there's a natural progression that's going on here, and we shouldn't forget that. We shouldn't forget history.
If 66 won a World Series, though. These guys haven't won. These guys have barely won an inning. They've barely won a playoff inning.
They did win 101 games and came out of nowhere to have a pretty spectacular season.
I don't think you can compare that to a World Series team, who was one of the bigger upsets in the history of baseball. Nobody thought they were beating the Dodgers.
Correct.
Sweeping them.
Swept them. They took them down in four. These guys can't win a game at home with 10,000 empty seats against the Texas Rangers or whoever, or against the Royals.
Okay, but this year compares to 68.
And maybe for you.
If next year's 1969, 1970, 1971, I'll take it. So I think I like the idea that they're staying the course and they're learning from history.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call, Barry.
They're learning from history. Okay. They can't even change what they did 18 months ago. They're learning from history.
Before we step out, we give till it hurts here on the fan, as the Bobster likes to say.
Hurts so good.
Two tickets to see Cake. September 27th at Pier 6, 410-583-1057. Call number 5. You get two tickets to see Cake September 27th at Pier 6, 410-583-1057. Coming up at 4:15, we're going to get back into this Ravens run game and just how prolific they are against NFC opponents. Lamar Jackson, his numbers, unbelievable, passing and rushing-wise. We'll give them to you again at 4:15. But coming up next, it's Lucy Burge. There's a lot to talk to the Burge about in regards to Tom Brady. Coach's booth, Saudi Arabia, flag football Tom Brady's taking part into. We'll get Lucy's thoughts on that next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.